When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Buzz Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk on my time with the Legion, Lenovo Legion Go. Hold on, let me say its full government name. Lenovo Legion Go. For those that don't know what the Lenovo Legion Go is, it is a handheld gaming PC. Pretty decent, I would say. I like it. You know, it's something where it's been occupying my time lately. And, no, it wasn't too long ago where I talked on, it and the, Aces ROG Ally. And, yeah, man, like, the Lenovo Legion Go, it's honestly the best, in my opinion, it's the best handheld gaming PC out there, you know? And the funny thing is, like, I'm not even having to download games and play them. Like, I could just very well just use remote play through my Xbox and my PlayStation and just play like that, you know? Yeah, there probably are gonna be some games I end up downloading on it and stuff, but no, for the most part, yeah, I've been chilling when it comes to that stuff. In the remote play, it is so clear, bro. Like, I think when I tried doing the remote play off of the Aces ROG Ally, I remember I tried playing the crew, and that, when I tell you that stuff was so laggy, fam, it was laggy. I don't know if it was because I was playing it on a certain, because I know, like, with the Legion Go, they has, like, these different, performance modes, where it's, one is performance, one is silent, and then they might have, like, some other ones and things, and I've been playing mines on performance because, yeah, you know, it's all, like, I want the best of the best performance. And that's something that I've noticed, where it's all, like, the battery doesn't drain all crazy and things. Like, yeah, the battery goes down. And like I said, that's something that I wish that they would do is change it to where they make, like, a Windows 11 Mini, so it's meant for, like, handheld gaming PCs. Because, yeah, it's like, I think having it where it's like you're trying to run this big giant operator system, talking on Windows 11, and you're trying to run that on a small computer, yeah, it's gonna be kind of challenging doing some stuff like that. So yeah, man, it's you know, but other than that, the Lenovo Legion Go, it is, like I said, it is the, in my opinion, and I am going to probably at some point in time get a Steam Deck, but I think for now, I am going to be chilling with my Lenovo Legion Go and stuff. All I really need to do is just figure out remote play with Steam, and I'm like, once I figure that out, I'm like, bro, I'm set. I'm all like, I'm gonna be chilling and stuff, so. But anyway, so yeah, let me just overall tell you guys, like, how I found out about the Legion Go and things. So, when I bought my Aces ROG Ally, like, I was looking, just at that point, like, handheld gaming PCs had captured my attention. Like, you know, I think we already knew of the Steam Deck. So, yeah, let me go all the way back then. So, yeah, the Steam Deck gets announced. Everybody's going crazy over it, because they're all like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me I could take, besides having, like, a big old giant laptop, I could take this handheld gaming PC on the go wherever and be playing my Steam games? Oh, I gotta get a Steam Deck. I gotta get one. I need to get one. So, yeah, everybody was going out getting a Steam Deck. I couldn't get one because it was selling out like crazy, and I wasn't going to be out here spending thousands of dollars on those Steam Deck, because, of course, you got those people out there that be liking the resale stuff, and they be wanting to resell them for a crazy amount, and it's like, do you understand that you're dealing with the general public? Like, a person that wants this is your average Joe. They are not rich, they are not famous, they are your average Joe. Why are you trying to sell a Steam Deck for thousands of dollars? So, Steam Decks, out the question. Now they're a lot easier to get. Like, yeah, you could go onto Steam and get you a Steam Deck. And I think there they say it'll show up, like, between 3 to 5 days or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, at some point in time when I got me some extra money, yeah, I'm gonna go and get a Steam Deck and just see how it is. And, you know, I was gonna get the OLED. And, the original Steam Deck that came out, a couple of years ago? Yeah, them things is getting old now, so that's why they came out with the OLED, and most likely at some point in time, they probably are gonna come out with a Steam Deck 2, and then probably, hopefully, hopefully, like, the battery is better. It comes with more, like, you know, accessories to, like, use. Because I don't know if you can use a mouse and a keyboard on the Steam Deck. So they should have it where it's, like, they change it up, I guess, if they do come out with a second one and things. But, no, it's, like, based off of how, what I've seen from the Steam Decks, they look nice. I'm, like, I think I need to watch some more videos about them and stuff. But, yeah, they look nice. But, anyways, then, at some point in time, I saw that Lenovo was coming out with their own version, the Legion Go. So, I did a reaction video to it. That reaction video is still up. I saw what it was capable of, and I was like, wow. I was shocked by it, because I was like, dang. I don't think I said it in the video, but I was like, I was thinking it like, dang. I should have saved my money and just went ahead and got the Lenovo Legion Go and things, because, man, that thing looks sick. Detachable controllers, and then the little back part where it can come out, and then you can set it up on the table, and I'm like, bruh, wow. I'm like, that's amazing. So, at that point, I was like, okay, you know what, at some point in time, I am going to have to cop that. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but at some point in time, I am going to have to cop that, all right? So, anyways, fast forward, I see that Best Buy has a Lenovo Legion Go. In fact, I think they still do got Lenovo Legion Go's up there, because I was like, bruh, it wasn't like, you know how like, oh, here we go. All right, so it already had it saved on my PC when I searched up Best Buy. It already had it as a thing. Because, no, man, it was like, I really, oh, yeah, they do still have it. No, they do, they still do have it where you could go up there and get you a Lenovo Legion Go. So I guess if you know me and you know, like, the area where I live at, that's Best Buy. Yes, they do have some Lenovo Legion Go's up there. But the thing is that they don't have them on sale no more. So I got mine's on sale, which was crazy because it was like, it was so weird. It was like, they just, Best Buy was just randomly having a sale. So it wasn't like a dramatic sale, like they knocked a few hundred dollars off. I wish they did. No, it was like $50, if anything. So yeah, it was like pretty much like they took away some of the tax and stuff, but other than that, I still was spending a lot for it and things. In fact, I actually, they do have a receipt that you can look at on the Best Buy website when you buy things. So let me go ahead and see how much this bad boy had cost me. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and skip that for now. Probably end up setting that up at some point in time. That was something new. So, total, dang, total was $770.69. You know what? Dang, bruh. Like, that is, wow. All right, what was I going through that day? Because, man, it was something where it was like, when I was buying it, the price didn't matter. Nothing didn't matter. I was like, fam, I just got me a Lenovo Legion Go. I'm like, everybody, get out of my way. I have to go home. I have to play this. All right. So, yes, I was playing on it. And I'm like, fam, this is amazing. And so, anyways. So, then I remember that I was like, oh, wait a second. Let me see how this remote play works. Because I imagine that, you know, it's, you know, with this being a little bit newer. Because I think the Asus ROG Allies, they came out maybe a couple of years ago. Asus ROG Ally release dates. It came out released on June 13, 2013. So, dang, them things came out just last year. Huh. I don't know why I thought they came out, like, maybe a couple of years ago. They really came out last year. When did the, because I think the Lenovo's, they came out, like, what was it? I think it was, like, November, I believe. Hold on for a second. Do they got a Wikipedia page? How did they not have a Wikipedia page? That's crazy. Hold on for a second. Release dates. October. Oh, so on Halloween. So dang, people, I was like, bro, imagine going to somebody's house on Halloween and they give you this big old giant box and you are like, bro, this ain't candy. But they look and they look at you all like, it's better than candy. I open that bag up and they talk and it's a Lenovo Legion Go. I'm like, fam, I don't know who you are and I don't know why you're doing this to me, But I'm telling you right now, if I ever see you getting into a fight, I'm jumping in and I'm helping you out. It's some stuff where I'm like, nah, bruh. Because, no, you be, I think, no, what, they, no, they don't be stuff like that. I imagine they probably be in them, like, rich neighborhoods. Like, I feel like you go in, like, Oprah Winfrey's neighborhood, she'll probably do some stuff like, she'll probably give you, like, a brand new car. She done gave you, like, a, like, the papers to a home, like, somewhere in freaking California or something. I'm like, yeah, I feel like out there they might do some type of stuff like that. Out here, nah, you gonna get the smallest of the smallest candies. If somebody's out here in Washington giving away free Lenovo Legion Go's, let me know where that person is at. So I'm like, although I already have one, but I'm just saying, you know, I might want another one and things, you know, just for taking it outside and stuff. But anyways, no, I don't think I'll take my Lenovo Legion Go outside. I think if anything, I'll take my Asus ROG Ally outside and then keep the Lenovo Legion Go around the house and stuff, because, yeah, that thing break, I am going to cry, you know, because I'm not in the position to just be going out there just getting Lenovo Legion Go's left and right and things. It'll be good for Lenovo, but then ain't gonna be good for me. I'm like, that's gonna be a big fat no-no to my pocket. So yeah, I'm like, that's a no-no to Lenovo. I'm like, I can't be out here spending that much money on you guys. Don't get me wrong, your products are good. I remember, like, after my Dell Inspiron computer had broke, I did get me a Lenovo laptop, and I really did enjoy that laptop until it got old and things. And then, yeah, you know, that, but yeah, with this Lenovo Legion Go, I'm like, nah, man, you guys, y'all did an outstanding job on that. I definitely give you guys, it got to the point where I done followed these guys on social media. I followed them on TikTok and Instagram. So I'm like, yeah, usually when they like stuff like that, then see, then this is what I've been doing, you know, besides playing the Lenovo Legion Go, I've been watching other people doing videos on the Lenovo Legion Go. I already have one, and I'm out here watching review videos just because I like seeing other people having it. I don't know why I do that. It's so weird. But anyways, so I went ahead and, yeah, I set up remote play through my Xbox. And yeah, man, games, it's freaking clear, bro. Like, it was kind of laggy and choppy at first, but then after a while, it did get better. Like, and playing, because I was like, when I played the Crew Motorfest on the Asus ROG Ally, it was kind of slow. Like, I was like, you know what? Forget it. I'm like, I'll just play the game when I'm playing it on my Xbox. But when I play the Crew Motorfest, Forza Motorsport, the Division, I'm trying to think, I am currently downloading some more games so I can play them games on there too, but I'm all like, man, this is good, this is pretty good. I'm like, wow. And so the thing is this, it saves the battery life and it saves the memory if I am just doing it like that and stuff. So, but it does have, the one that I got, it does have a lot of memory, because I got the one, hold on for a second, I don't think they really have, they have a 512 gigabyte one. The one that I got is the more expensive one, which is 1,000 gigabytes. And I don't even think I said the price of them. So yeah, it was, I paid $770 for it when I got mine. And now, like, the price is $749.99, so, like, after tax, yeah, it is gonna be a little bit more and stuff, but it was worth it. It's something where I'm all like, I look at my Legion Go and I'm like, it is worth it. I definitely can get with this and stuff. So yeah, I set up remote play. I've been playing that since. And then, so I was seeing, because I'm like, okay, well, if Xbox got remote play, I know PlayStation got to have remote play, especially if they got their handheld gaming device where it's, yeah, that's pretty much how you had to play games, is through the remote play and stuff. So anyways, I was like, you know what? Well, let me see if I can do this remote play stuff. So there was, I was seeing these videos where they was all like, oh, if you want to do remote play through PlayStation, you got to download this, like, extra, like, some random program and use it. Now, I'm not saying that this program, it don't work. It's just that I don't trust it. You know, like, a lot of people have recommended this program, but I'm all like, with me, I just, nah, bruh. I'm trying to have it where my stuff, it's in good condition. Again, not saying that that's a shady program. It's just with me, I got trust issues. To whoever it is that's behind that program, I hope you understand that, all right? But so anyways, no, I saw that Sony, they had, like, for PlayStation, they did have, like, their own app that you can download. And I was like, oh, then I'll just use that and things. Went out, bought Helldivers. Mistake. Helldivers barely even works on PlayStation. I was playing that game, And the game, it crashed twice, pretty much. I was like, the second time, it was like half a crash. Like, it just sent me back to my spaceship rather than, like, you know, just having it where I'm playing the game. But, yeah, I was like, that's stupid. I'm like, I don't even get how that game, it's like, you optimize the game for PlayStation, yet that game, it don't work on both PlayStation or PC. I'm like, because the game be crashing on PC, too. And I'm like, man, y'all gonna have to fix that, because I'm like, that's some crazy stuff to go out and buy a game and the game don't even work. So I'm all like, nah, I don't know what you guys got going on, but y'all gonna have to fix that. But no, even doing the remote play with PlayStation, I was like, it worked perfectly fine on there too. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I was all like, but with Steam though, Steam was the one that I was having issues on, and that's why I went out and bought Helldivers again, because I was like, okay, I'm not even trying to do all this extra stuff with Steam. I'll just go ahead and just play the game on my PlayStation and stuff. Plus, on top of that, I could get the extra trophies and things. So I was like, I knew at some point in time I was gonna get it on PlayStation, but I was like, yeah, with this remote play, I was like, yeah, I'll definitely get it on PlayStation. So the downfall between remote play though with Xbox and PlayStation is that with Xbox, you don't have to plug up your controller. You could just pretty much play it as if you were just sitting down playing your Xbox, like if you're in front of your TV screen or computer screen or whatever. Then with the PlayStation, it's you have to have your controller plugged up. Now I don't know if it's different because I'm playing it off of the Lenovo Legion Go, but it's just weird because I'm like, you have to have it plugged up in order to play games and stuff. But yeah, if it unplugs or something, then I don't know. I have even tested it out, but I'm like, I already know it's gonna probably be on some old silly stuff where it the game crashes or something. So that's why I was like, you know what, forget it. I don't mind having it where the controller is plugged up. In fact, it's actually good because I know there's at times where I'd be playing games and then the controller then start having a thing popping up talking about, oh, low battery or something. So yeah, that's why I'm all like, you know what, nah, let me just go ahead and just plug it up, and then plug up the head. Oh, and then I know people were saying that about the sound quality with it, and I'm like, bruh, the sound quality is good. I'm like, I thought it was gonna be like some, like, it was just downright horrible or something, but I'm like, what do you expect? It's a small device. Like, if you're expecting like some good sound quality, then yeah, you probably are gonna have to like plug it up to, ooh, I do have this speaker, and I'm like, I would actually like to see how it would sound with the speaker. I am going to do a video though where I kind of show off the remote play and stuff, because I was like, I am gonna have to charge up my one camera and things to do that video and stuff. I should look for a tripod tomorrow, or at least probably see if Amazon got it. I don't know, but anyways, there's a lot. But no, I can tell you right now that the Lenovo Legion Go, in my opinion, it's the best handheld gaming PC out there, you know, because the thing is that I know a lot of people say like, oh, well, it, like the games, you know, it's not like with Steam, when Steam optimizes your games for the Steam Deck and things. Don't get me wrong. I think that if you just strictly play on Steam, then yeah, go ahead and get you the Steam Deck. I think it's cool. But it's like with the Lenovo Legion Go, and even with the Acer's ROG Ally, it does the same thing too. But it's like you can play Steam games, Xbox games, even if it's like you want to play through remote play, you could do that too. PlayStation games with remote play, Epic games, EA games, like they got like a whole just setup of just a bunch of different things that you can do on there. And I'm like, yeah, I like it. I honestly think that it's sick. I'm about like, out of all the handheld I've just only bought two, I'm like, yeah, but I have to say the Lenovo Legion Go, it has been occupying my time, and I have been playing a lot of it and stuff. So yeah, man, I think it's chilled. I think it's a pretty chilled thing, you know. It's somewhere I feel like, you know, people are gonna have to get used to it, but hopefully they do have it. I wish they just came out with accessories where it's like they come out with like a mounted battery pack, so it's like, hey, if you guys is gonna be out there coming out with Lenovo Legion Goes every year, then I'm like, that's something where I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't fall for that trap. What you guys need to do is just have it where it's like, okay, then when these things start getting old, then that's when y'all start working on the new ones and stuff. So yeah, I just think having it where it's all like, okay, then been a person, so they come out with a Legion Go 2, and then they're all like, oh, well, I'm still gonna keep my one, and it's just, like, I feel like it's gonna, like, mess up the sales cycle, where it's all like, you know, you guys say, release the 2s, and then everybody's going out and buying that, because they're all like, oh, okay, well, I wanna buy it, just cause it, you know, it came with all these new features and all this other stuff. Then they're gonna come out with the third one, and it's gonna pretty much be the same as the second one, cause you guys are all like, okay, well, not everybody went out and bought the second one. Then the fourth one, that's probably when, you know, a random bunch of people are just gonna go out and buy that. So it's like, yeah, just keep this one and just come out with accessories. Like, one, I had to say, like, talking on some cons, I feel like I did say a lot of pros with it, but talking on some cons. So, like, that back part that pops out where you can, like, just land it on the table and you can have it where the Legion Go is sitting up. So, at times, I'll have that, like, sitting on my lap because I'll be playing games. And then it's like, if I'm, like, sitting in the room where I ain't got no table, then, yeah, I'll just have it where it's on my lap. I'm definitely ain't going to put it on the floor and be all hunched over trying to play a game and stuff. Plus, with the screen being all small, I'm like, yeah, bro, my eyes, it can't autofocus like that. I ain't got, like, no iPhone, like, glasses or something and things. So, but anyways, no, I wish that they came out with something where you can, like, slide, like, something cushioning where, it, like, you can slide it underneath. And then it's, like, comfortable on your legs. Because I'm like, man, that thing be digging in my legs. Because, no, I will say, so the funny thing is that people say that it's heavy. It's really not heavy, you know, like, I, like, the only reason why I be having it sitting on my lap is because when I play games with remote play, I have to play it with my controller. If I could play PlayStation games and the Xbox games with the controls on the side, I would 100% do that. But yeah, it's like, you have to have, like, the controllers plugged up, so it's weird, but at the same time, I'm like, I get it, I understand, but yeah, I just wish that they came out with, like, maybe a case or something where it kind of, like, it didn't have it where that thing was, like, digging in your legs or just something where it kind of covered that and things, so yeah, I probably, they might have something like that, I don't know, but anyways, but yeah, they should come out with something like that. They should come out with a mount battery pack, because I know if people are going to be downloading games and playing them, then yeah, you know, I think it would be best to have it where it's like it comes with the mount battery pack thing, and have it where it gives you, like, a little bit more juice and stuff. So, and anybody out there talking about the Legion Goals being heavy, fam, lift some weights, okay? I be out here lifting 20-pound weights left and right. That Lenovo Legion Go, fam, I guarantee, if I feel like if I just start working out right now and was lifting a bunch of different weights and things, that thing will feel like a feather. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm saying, like, it has some size to it, it has some weight to it, but if you be out there, like, working out and things and be lifting, yeah, bruh, that, you ain't even gonna notice it. So that's why I'm like, yeah, I can see. The funny thing is, with this, I'm like, because I'm currently holding it right now, I can hold this thing with my arm extended all the way straight out with it inside the case, and I'm like, I can hold it with my arms extended straight out. So I'm like, yeah, the thing, it has, again, it has some, like, weight to it, but it ain't, like, a noticeable weight where it's like, okay, anytime when I'm playing it, holding it and things, it's gonna start bringing my body down and stuff. I'm like, it ain't that heavy, but I will say that I would give it a high 8 or 9 out of 10. Like I said, I just wish that they would change that back part where it's not digging in my legs. You know, the battery, it does drain when you do play games that's downloaded onto it, so I wish that they would change that. I'm like, you know, that's something where it's, like I said, I think the one way of, fixing that is by having it where it, like, games, you know, it's being, like, it's, like, Windows 11 Mini or something, where it's, like, you know, it's just, it makes it run a little bit faster, and has it where it's, like, you know, then it's not taking too much, like, of the hardware and stuff inside of the, Legion going things. But, no, I'll give it a 9 out of 10, I say that, in my opinion, like, up until I get the Steam Deck, OLED, that I'm, like, for now, Legion Go, it's a, oh, and then it has, like, the little mouse pad on the side. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm like, that thing is freaking goaded. Anybody out there talking about, oh, no, the Acer's ROG Ally is better, look, bro, it's good, but it ain't better, all right? So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.